you're talking to the guy who can help you there. Most of my HTs are SMA. There are two flavors of SMA, and it's just whether the connector on the radio is male or female. They call that SMA and SMA reverse, or R for reverse. Anyway, there are adapters from SMA to BNC, and I outfitted all of my HTs with these adapters. They're not terribly expensive. I think the best one I ever found, I had paid $3 for. And so when I found that one, as good as it was, I replaced all the others with the same thing. And so now there's just this little adapter that I screwed down really snug. You know, it's not about to let go. BNC being bayonet, there's a certain amount of twist that unlocks it, you know. So the SMA, you can just tighten it a little more than what you feel comfortable with, a little more, and it'll never come loose and come with the BNC, because the BNC is a lock, and if you press down as you twist, it's even easier, if you understand what I mean, being bayonet. Press down a little bit, twist it, and it's off of there. But that adapter, I work that way on everything. It makes them more useful for sure, and I can't tell you why they went to the SMA. It's not as secure or as rugged as a BNC. Certainly not as easy to take off and put on. BNC can't be beat for that. It's a quarter of a twist and it's off of there. But let's see. It's been 5 or 6 years since I did that switch over. So I can't really remember now where it was probably just on Amazon, you know. I found one that looked good. I'll tell you, as I do recall, the one difference between this, the one that I liked real well, it was kind of it was a darker metal, like a blued gun barrel is a darker metal than straight steel, you know, without any bluing. It was a little darker in the illustrations. That's the best I can tell you. Probably since it's been 5 years ago, it might not be helpful, but at least that's one thing to go on. Any one of them will work well. But that one, that was a little darker in the illustration, worked out the best for me. But that's, an adapter like that will fix that problem. KK4JBQ.
Before hell is a guy. Well, because of this situation, I can't really hook too much up right now on the outside antenna too much. Certainly no 2 meter capability right now, I can't at all. So, and I only got, and this 404 I got here is BNC capable. I can hook it up. But we do a DMR test on Wednesday, or see, the last Tuesday of the month, and we're supposed to do that tonight. And I need it, because that's the one that's got the DMR on it and couldn't hook it up here. I got down there in the yard and like I was telling you before about this location I'm in. Now that the leaves are really getting thickening up, UHF getting to be a challenge, it is. And a lot of what Chad, I heard he, could hear him fairly well, but he didn't hear a lot of what I said, because I was just using a rubber duck on the HT, but yet I needed to use it because it has the DMR on it for the DMR test. That's why I wish there was what there used to be, where there was a universal type setup. From all that I've seen lately, as far as anyway, amateur HTs that still uses a BNC is the ICV 80 and V86. Everything else is some kind of SMA of some kind, and this Motorola over here that was originally a first responder radio, I don't even know for sure how to take that doggone rubber duck off of it. It's workable and it was free and I just got it, but it's got some kind of setup like on that and I can't even hook it up to this outside antenna.
Well, that's curious. I can't say that I have any experience with older Motorolas. Vandrel would be a good source. He would be aware. I don't know if he could explain what needs to be done. The only two ways I know of connection was, well, there are three ways, of course. One is hardwired. There is no changing the antenna. That's one possibility. But then SMA and SMA reverse, I guess that makes four. And then BNC. BNC is one way only, you know. It's what you expect. And that's, well, just to tell you the truth, I have more confidence after using that adapter and having a solid BNC connector that I could use to switch out antennas, go from a rubber duck to an actual feed line to an outside antenna. I have more confidence in that BNC. It's more rugged. It just feels that way. A BNC is, you know, a quick connection. It's also very solid. An SMA, it's very fine thread, you know. I don't know how many turns it would take. Have you ever counted the number of turns it takes to screw one of those things on? It's very fine thread. And that's kind of an alarm for me, you know. BNC has, it's sprung, so you have to push against a slight resistance in order to engage that bayonet. And when it is, if it's good material, there's a solid block. Anybody would like the feel of a solid lock and a quarter of a turn rather than 20 turns on a SMA. You and I don't make these things, so I can't tell you why the standard changed. I have an Alinco, inherited it from my father-in-law, which is an older HT, 2 meter 440, and it's from the 90s. And back then, all the HTs were a BNC connector. Yeah, so the adapter is the answer, and that'll make it work better for you. I personally feel more confident with the BNC connector if it's a good solid click, a good solid lock. And it's awfully quick to change to anything you want to put on there. KK4 JVQ.
Well, that's pretty much how, like I said about that Motorola first responder HT over this on the program by my computer on a 2 meter band. I ain't even took it off, but just from general knowledge about it, I'm sure it's got some kind of setup like it on it, because if it was a BNC connector, you could tell it real easy, and it ain't. But without, in a, when you're in a situation where you can't hook them up on an outside antenna, though, it, like, Chad was hearing over here on our net here last night. Yeah, I'm hearing the repeater, but he ain't hearing me too good, though. Because there wasn't no way I could put it on this outside antenna to make it work.
Such as that. Well, it's a challenge, and you've got a few challenges in front of you. You're rich with radios, but let's just get a few of them to work. let's make it easy to work with them. So the place in Georgia, it should be a quick turnaround. You got a good recommendation for this fella who might repair? See, that one is the one with the diode, I guess. You got a good report on his work?
JI4LZI, I got a pretty good report on his work. My only problem is, well, I'll just have to leave here to do it at some point. I'm going to have to leave here just to call him, because I can't call him from here. I don't have cell service, and this old-timey landline has got limits to how far you can call, and it's acting up on receive right now, too. So just to talk to him, I'm going to have to leave here just to get a hold of him and talk to him, then work on all the details, then send it to him. Just like I see other stuff, I was going to let N9GSX hold over here. He called me yesterday, but the landline's not receiving, only transmitting, and I never got his call, so I got to leave here, call him here on the cell phone, and take this other meters and instruments I got over here for finding noise to him, and let him purchase this, because he's got a noise issue over there. And with the demise of MFJ, I know why he couldn't get any of his own, because MFJ now is everybody by now I know is hurting. They'll continue repairing what they've sold, but they're not selling anything else anymore. Everybody, as far as I know, knows that now, though.
Bad thing. It kind of reminds me of the, well, two different, totally different situations with, you know, Bob Heil of Heil Sound passed away. I've got a lot of his equipment, microphones and such things as that. But his widow was actually running the corporation. Bob was the, he was a lot more than a figurehead. He was the designer of everything. But his wife actually ran the company. And I think just before none of us knew he was that sick or what his problem might have been, but the major interest in the company, he sold it to employees. And I don't know why Martin Jew, who owns, and you know, he was the founder of MFJ, why he didn't sell an interest to employees, you know, like a group of employees. This happens often, you know, in a situation like this where the elder founder of the company wants to leave, some group of together and form a small corporation, and that's how the company switches hands, stays in business. So I was a little bit surprised that something like that had not been arranged and that MFJ is going to disappear. Or that's at least what we're led to believe right now. And then I am distressed about what this means to Starkville, Mississippi. As you might imagine, that's not, that town doesn't flourish, at least to my knowledge. I've never been there, but it sounds like a small southern town to me. And it had this huge homegrown business, and that is about to go away, along with all the jobs and the security that a good job gives, you know, to many employees. There were employees at MFJ that had been there for decades, 20, 30 years. You don't mind doing that with a good job, you know, sticking with the company for that amount of time for the security that offers. And I've got numerous pieces of MFJ equipment that all works just like it's supposed to. I got nothing bad to say about MFJ. Yeah, I just learned about that with everybody else. Kind of a shock to me. But you know, Mr. Jew was 80, he just turned 80 years old. And it's time to give it up. Just maybe turn it over, though, rather than close the doors. KK4 at JBQ.
Boy, LZI, well, I bought quite a few things from him myself. I got a SWR analyzer here I bought for HF, 2 meters, 70 centimeters. They don't do 222 or the new, 175 kilohertz and 475 kilohertz. They don't do those, but I bought it new from them back in 06 too when I bought the 8900R, and few odds and ends like that over the years from them. And what is someone else new coming in here? What are they going to turn now to get that kind of stuff from? Somebody needs to pick that up else. There may be, and I just ain't currently aware of it, about when it comes to the antenna analyzers, the SWR analyzers. There may be others. I'm just not really familiar with them, but it'll end up being the way it looks. Could be like a national. Many of the old stuff that went away then after so long a time, and a lot of them went away without even keeping someone that repaired for so long a time. A lot of American companies that built some of this amateur gear and accessories involved in it. So, where is someone else going to get it?
I think I understand what you're saying, and it is true that, it all comes down to what your customer base is, how numerous the investment, how numerous that customer base is and how invested they are in keeping their equipment going. But a company like MFJ thrives on innovation, new products, and Mr. Jew was, he's the mastermind behind that. New products, and also they acquired a bunch of companies, Ameritron and High Gain, you know, which is Ameritron, that was their amplifiers, their linear amplifiers, and High high-gain, of course, antennas. Now, there's where MSJ had a lot of pretty, you know, pretty costly, but very capable and manufactured antennas. I can't speak a lot to that because I don't have any antennas that are not homemade. That's what most of us do, but some folks, you know, that are have deep pockets, they'll, you know, they'll spend $600-$800 on an antenna and not think anything about it. That causes me to stop and think for a while. Usually I wind up making my own. That, you know, that is sufficient and do the job. Commercial antennas are, you know, they're highly designed. And the fit and finish of the materials is going to be better than anybody working out of their garage. There are some pretty good machinists who, and one person comes to mind, you know who I'm talking about, a pretty good machinist who can hold up his antenna efforts, hold up to anybody. KK4, JBQ. Ideas for construction. I suppose you've seen his videos, and his videos are very impressive. You have a decent little piece of ground and put up a 70-foot antenna in the matter of in less than a half an hour. And sturdy as a rock. Yeah, so I a little bit fascinated, you might say. And that's a lot more, well, but just because he has the talent. For somebody like you or me, we got a long run to get up the knowledge and expertise to even start thinking about something like that. But he had all that behind him. He had all that in his pocket, you know. The familiarity with the materials, and so latched on to a design that I think is pretty unique. And then realizing that one of the drawbacks is how long it takes to put it up and how long it takes to break it down. If you're going to do that, breaking down part. Yeah, that's pretty amazing. But anyhow, most people are not that knowledge of materials and the equipment necessary to manufacture something like that. Well, anyway, that's a big part of MSJ's business, the high-gain antennas. I just hope there's a lot going on that we're not going to be aware of until it's already a done deal, you know. It's not going to be publicized how that company is going to split up into little pieces or somebody buys the whole thing and keeps it going, perhaps under the same name. I hope that kind of thing happens for everybody's sake. This was not unexpected, you might say, but it was rather sudden, and it took I'm sure, like I said, it took Starkville. It was a shock to that small community there in Mississippi. Gracious me. Well, Andy, I'm going to, what's it? Yeah. It's past the half hour. Is it right on the half hour? It's right on the half hour. You have yourself a good night. Thank you for the conversation. I hope your efforts to get your rigs back in order is successful and comes off without a hitch. I know that requires a lot of trust on your part. But like I said, the good thing is that the problems are not terribly serious. That is, they don't require a breakdown into... They won't take hours to fix, in other words. And so you get right on that as quick as you can manage, and you'll be back up and running. I'm going to put it to bed here. The house is quiet. Everybody seems to be, I just heard Donna close the door, so maybe she's still up. Anyway, it's time to turn out the lights. Thank you, Andy. Have a good night. I'll talk with you again soon, I hope. This is KK4 JBQ. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Just talking about it does good with the machine stuff that we talked about earlier. I'm going to let him play around with that old power supply I got now and see what he can do with that, like replace those caps that's gone bad in a reason it's tearing HF up so bad, and let him play with it and see what he can do with it. You know, I've had it for 18 years, and as long as you do nothing but FM, it's good, but you don't try to have an HF radio hook to it too, though, because it just will not allow it, and he can replace those caps in there. No. It's a challenge, but as you said about antennas, he done pretty good with other things and with repeaters up there on that up there, up at Tryon, so I've got another one here now, power supply, but just let him play with it and see what he can do with it. KK4JBQ, KI4LZI.